Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Hi, is this Sarah Sullivan calling? I was just returning Dr. Brock's call. He tried to call me earlier today.
Oh, okay. Did he leave you a voice message? Have you listened to that?
Yes, it was just about the results for our guinea pig.
Okie dokie. Oh, it's for Bear, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Oh, too easy. Yep, I think so. We don't need to change any medication. We're just continuing on the medication he's already got. I'll just pop you on hold and I'll just see if there is anything else for him to add.
Okay.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration.
Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for holding. I'm sorry, he's just in conversation at the moment, but he said the results have all come back, so he's sensitive to the type of bacteria we've got, some anaerobes and aerobes, so they're both sensitive to all the medications but not resistant, so just continue what he's currently on.
Okay.
So we don't need to change any of his meds or like antibiotics or anything like that, which is really good.
Okay, so just continue with what we're doing.
That's right.
Yeah, cool. So is it just a bacterial, viral infection that he had?
Yes, yep.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
so,
cool.
And there's no fungal element, so it is just it's a bit of a concoction of gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria.
Okay.
But, yeah. Now, how's he going with himself, and how's the swelling and everything with his cheek?
Yeah, he seems to be okay. We're still obviously doing the flushing. I think we were a little bit gentle, so we were a little bit not rough, but just got in there a little bit more. And I noticed since we got in a little bit better, I'm noticing just, I wouldn't say a huge amount, but just sort of, I guess it's like a whitish fluid, which I'm assuming is a little bit of pus, but it's like nothing major, if that makes sense. So I can notice it there a little bit, but only really when we're doing like a good flush, like with it. So yeah, obviously that's what it's supposed to do. But yeah, otherwise he seems to be okay. He's still not super keen on eating his pellets, but everything else is fine. His hay, his veggies, his grass, he's eating all of that. So
Okay,
yeah,
that's
so
great. And the pellets, it might just take a little bit more time. Because, like, it is quite a sensitive sort of, you know, had the dental and the expression of that abscess. So quite a big day.
That's
booked in. We do. Okay, so we've already got it booked in for next week for a revisit.
But, yeah, no, everything seems to be going down well. It seems to be getting slightly smaller each day, which is good, and I'm not noticing any, like, redness or swelling or anything like that, as in extra on top of what we already had kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
No odour or anything like that coming from the wound?
No. It all appears to be normal from a wound, I guess.
Yeah,
but no, nothing like that.
Wonderful. No, that's really good. Alrighty, well, that's all the results. We're not waiting on anything else, so just keep doing what you're doing. And, if you have any concerns, just give us a ring. But hopefully we won't need to hear from you until we see you next week.
Yep, no worries. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye.